I'm your host, Nicole Taylor. This Heritage Radio Network program is brought to you by Cabot Cheese. Cabot Cheese of Vermont, dairy farm family owned since 1919 and proud to be voted your four-time champion cheddar. Five generations of farming and making naturally aged cheddar cheese in Vermont. Cabot Cheese can be found on the web at cabotcheese.com. Every week on Hot Grease, we bring people back to what's great in food. Culinary traditions, cooking at home, knowing your farmer, or even growing your own food. I spotlight good food fighters and the culture of the food movement, from chefs to tastemakers to moms on a budget. Today, we'll be talking Turkey Day. If you're listening live to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network, feel free to call in. We'll be taking questions if you have comments about what's going to be on your table on Thanksgiving. Our number is 718-497-2128. Are you still searching for Thanksgiving meal ideas, or you need some help on wine pairings? You want to hear what other folks are cooking? Hot Grease has you covered today. This is the Thanksgiving edition, and we are here to rescue you. So first up, I want to talk or chat about two fantastic books that I received like late fall. But I was kind of going through both of them trying to see what recipes would be great for the holidays. And both have recipes perfect for Thursday. First up on my list is Edible, A Celebration of Local Foods by Tracy Ryder and Carol Topolin. My suggestion in this book, it came out, I think, late spring, is the mashed sweet potatoes with candy kumquat. And this recipe is a courtesy of Edible Austin. Some of you guys may or may not know, but Edible is a group of different magazines in different cities or states all over the country. So this recipe came from the Austin magazine. I love it. Kumquats in mashed potatoes. Never would have thought of that. In sweet potatoes, actually, mashed sweet potatoes. So if you're looking for an idea, go pick up Edible. I don't think this recipe is online. Pick up the book. It's you can look at recipes spring, summer, fall, winter. And this one is in the fall edition. Great thing for your Thanksgiving table. The other book is the Zucchini Houdini by Brenda Stanley. I think she has been on one of the shows on Heritage Radio Network. I received her book. And if people were smart this summer, you already made or preserved some of your zucchini. And she has a great recipe if folks wanted to give a hostess gift. Page 127. The zucchini marmalade. So some of my smart folks out there that already have the book, if you have this marmalade in your cupboard, give this to your host for Thanksgiving. So Zucchini Houdini, hostess gift. It's already in your cupboard. You don't have to worry about taking a bottle of wine. You can keep that for your house and just take that. Another place to search for recipe inspiration is foodnetwork.com. I found the perfect sweet potato casserole recipe via their site. And if you listen to last week's show, you can learn all about navigating their website. I never make a sweet potato pie, so this will be a first for me. It's not a pie, it's a casserole. You actually bake the sweet potatoes, scoop all the sweet potatoes out, you put it in a pan, and all this yummy goodness, brown sugar and spices galore and pecans. I'm thinking about adding something else. I don't know what that's something like, marshmallows on top, just to see how it works out. So go to foodnetwork.com. They have, you heard the show last week. If you haven't, just go back and download it to your iPod or your MP3 player, and you can hear all about foodnetwork.com. And I think we did talk about a few other recipes for Thanksgiving. If you're looking for holiday or Thanksgiving cocktail recipes, hands down, food52.com, founded by Amanda Hesser and Meryl Stubbs, is the place to go. They are coming out with a book, a crowdsourced book is coming soon. Food 52 is an online food community where people submitted a bunch of recipes, and you can check out recipes based on their contest. They had, I think, about 56 weeks of contest that's going to be in a book. But you can go and check out, I think, week number 26, which the contest was Best Holiday Punch. So I actually went under there under punch. I put in punch and I'm like, okay, they had a recipe for punch. And I found this great cranberry ginger sparkler. I actually made it for a get together party a few weeks ago, and it was a huge hit. It has Prosecco, ginger beer, cranberry syrup, and lime juice. So I thought this would be a great Thanksgiving punch because of the cranberries. People usually have a tons of cranberries left over, and you can just take the cranberries and float them, freeze the cranberries. That's what I've been doing. Put them in the freezer, like they're really, really cold, and they serve as kind of like ice for the sparkler if you make it in a punch bowl. But go to Food 52 for your cocktail or punch recipes. So that's what I have for segment one on ideas, where to go for ideas. We're going to take a short break and come back with more Turkey Day edition of Hot Grease.
The New England and New York farm families who own Cabot Cooperative are offering listeners a chance to win some of the world's best cheddar simply by calling into our network at 718-497-2128 or emailing us at info@heritageradionetwork.com. What a great way to start the holidays. We'll be picking a winner for the program 1 week from today. Cabot Creamery is a proud supporter of what Heritage Radio is all about.
Welcome back to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. Check out our program schedule and show archives on heritageradionetwork.com. This segment is dedicated to all the people who support Food Cultures and Hot Grease online and offline. Happy Thanksgiving, and many thanks for giving information and sharing so freely. Over the last week, I posted a few different questions via social media. The first question I posed about Thanksgiving, just trying to see what people were doing and how people were thinking about this Thanksgiving, I asked for a different spin on cranberry sauce. And here are some of the suggestions I received via Twitter. One of my favorite people in the culinary world, Miss Virginia Willis, who's based in Atlanta. She's a cookbook author, amongst many other things. She suggested a cranberry sauce with jalapeno peppers. And I think she heard about this. She mentioned in her tweet last year, Martha Radio had cranberry sauce with jalapeno peppers, sweet heat. And funny, she sent that because the next thing somebody sent via Twitter was a recipe via foodnetwork.com with jalapenos. It has a lot of different steps. I think I even saw like canned cranberries. I don't use canned cranberries. I use fresh cranberries. So that kind of turned me off. And it was just a lot of steps. I'm just figuring I can just take cranberry, regular cranberry sauce, cook it down like I always do, and just add like a half a jalapeno for the bite. But what else did people talk about on Twitter in terms of cranberry? Fitness, food fitness life, that's their Twitter handle, said reduce it with balsamic on the stove in a pan for 15 minutes. I love that. That's a great suggestion. So I guess they're just suggesting to put balsamic vinegar and reduce it down with cranberries. And I guess you will go on and use maybe a little sugar. So, yeah, great idea for a new take on cranberry sauce. And actually, somebody on the Food Culturist fan page put Coolio. You guys know Coolio? Remember Coolio, the rapper? He came out with a cookbook a few months, I think it was this year or either last year, and they put a recipe of his grandmother's cranberry sauce. I haven't looked it up yet, but that should be interesting. I think he has an online cooking show, and there was a rumor out that he was going to come out with a cooking show, so that was another cranberry suggestion. What else? The other question I pose, what will be on your dinner plate? That was kind of a very general question, but people get excited. They like to share, and I appreciate that. So let's see what folks were saying on here. What will you be eating on Cookie on Thursday? Oh, one of my favorite friends, Liza. Liza from foodcurated.com. She says, I'm in charge of post-Thanksgiving seafood dinner. On Thursday, however, I hope to have the usual. So she is planning a seafood dinner, I guess, on Friday. A lot of people, I hear, either do Thanksgiving before or after Thursday. I have a friend, they usually do Thanksgiving dinner on a Sunday, so his siblings can have their own Thanksgiving with their families or other in-laws. So I like that idea, Liza. Siobhan Gant. Hey, Siobhan. I'm going to make sure you get this link. So she's going to be baking lots of pies. All the classics. We love the classics. Apple, sweet potato, and pecans. Yemi. Yemi is from Nigeria. She is roasting a duck. I thought that was a great idea. And making Nigerian food to go along with the duck. And friend of the show, Mrs. Adriana Valles, got really excited about the duck idea. And she was like, great idea. And she's talking about this Savoir magazine recipe that uses barley syrup. And so, wow, I was like, barley syrup. Never really heard of that, but she has some extra and offered to give me some. So I'm going to have to take her up on that offer. She's also going to make pecan and sausage stuffing and a fresh oyster hors d'oeuvres. Yummy. So it seems that according to my Facebook page and just reading people's tweets and stuff on Twitter, folks are kind of going out of the norm. People are always looking to do something differently. So that's great. Not having the same, creating more so creating new traditions for Thanksgiving. One of the things I rarely see on social media or even on in magazines is questions or conversations or articles about wine pairings and Thanksgiving. So this morning I retweeted Heritage Links Brand's Culinary Creations List. Their website is, let's see what Heritage Links Brand's website is, heritagelinkbrands.com. And they are a wine company. They work with wine vineyards across the continent of Africa, mostly South Africa. And they actually launched in 2007 in 26 states across the U.S. And in addition, they have expanded and they showcase African descent winemakers throughout the world. I actually had a few glasses of their wine at a blackatlas.com event. But what they had on their, what they tweeted today, it was called Culinary Creations List. And you'll find on that list pairing, wine pairings for stuff like collard greens with smoked turkey necks. And that was the first time that I've seen like very African diaspora food paired with wines, and particularly like it's spilled out or in your face like that. They also have roast turkey on there and wines that work well with that and many other food choices. So if you're looking, if you make collard greens and some very traditional Southern food or just food that you don't typically see wine pairings for, go to Heritage Links Brands with an S and check out their culinary creations list for wine pairings for Thanksgiving. Feel free, if you're listening live now or you're listening to the show between now and Turkey Day, send me messages. I'll send them out to my friends so they'll know what's going on throughout the country, or more so what's going to be on folks' plates. We're going to take a short break and come back with more Hot Grease.
That's shame, what I experience today has any grace. Now I know that life is meant to be hard. That's how I learn to appreciate my God. Though my courage may be dry, I can tell you I won't hide, because the footprints show you are by my side. You can lie to a child with a smiling face.
Welcome back to Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Nicole Taylor. Hot Greased is produced by Jack Inslee and engineered by Nat Wiener. This program is being sponsored by Cabot Cheese. For more information on Cabot Cheese, please Google them. They're CabotCheese.com. Let me give a Southern Girl's hug to Roberta's Restaurant, located at 261 Moore Street in Brooklyn, New York, the location of two sustainable shipping containers known as Heritage Radio Network. After 52 shows, one of my favorite guests remains Miss Stacy West. Let's take a listen at her tips last year for Thanksgiving etiquette and after dinner activities. Stacy can be found on Twitter at Stacy with an E in West. But in the meantime, we have a clip from last year.
Our conversation
with Stacy West. Stacy tweets at Stacy in West, and her signature approach to contemporary etiquette will be an ongoing feature on Hot Grease. So on Hot Grease, Hot Grease's inaugural episode, you talked about hostess gift suggestions. Let's chat about the dinner host's obligation to pop open the bottle of local wine. Are hosts obligated to pop that open at dinner, or is it a gift for 2 weeks later?
Well, you know, it is not the obligation of the host to pop it open at that time, because really the gift is for the host. So she or he does have that right to say, okay, I've got this local treat, be it wine, chocolates, whatever it may be. She or he has that right to say, you know what, I'm going to enjoy this myself when my guests leave. Now, if it is a drink or wine or whatever it may be, and say the host has run out, then, yeah, it would be a nice gesture for the hostess to then say, okay, Nicole has graciously brought this great, you know, red wine. I'd love for everyone to try it. You know, let's pop this open. But otherwise, no, the host is not obligated at that time to open and share the hostess gift.
Gotcha. Yeah. Didn't know that. I always felt like I thinking when I've taken a gift to someone, I'm like, ooh, when are they going to open my stuff? But that's a great thing to actually think about. Thanks for that. So one more question. So college football after dinner? No. Right. I don't think so. At least not for me. Yeah. So could you give us some ideas for post-Thanksgiving dinner plans instead of football?
Yeah, I think, you know, like you said, not everyone is into football. Maybe the guys, and there are a lot of women out here who like football, and that's fine. But there are a lot of other things that you can do, especially, again, given that it is a family and friend time. You know, board games are always fun. Games that, you know, need teams or like Pictionary, Taboo, even karaoke. Who does not like karaoke? If that's your thing, hey, bring your karaoke machine. Talk to your hostess and say, hey, what do you think about, you know, us doing a little karaoke? Would you be open to that, you know, after the dinner? You know, I think those are all great options instead of football or in addition to football, you know, because it might be the football lovers that are, you know, in the media room, you know, watching the game. And there might be a whole nother group of people who, you know, I'm just a straggler, you know, I'm really not into the football thing or whatever, and really don't even want to sit in there and watch it with you guys. So there's always a great opportunity to have another option for those people who say, you know what, you know, I would like to join in that that game or whatever. Or, you know what, I love singing. I always wish I could sing, you know. So
funny.
I mean, and that is something that people of all ages can take, you know, part in. Your young kids will be sitting at the kids' table to your adults, your teenagers. Everyone can take part in karaoke or a board game.
Stacy, thank you for all of your great advice. I know you will be back to join us here on Hot Grease.
I'd love to.
And we will talk to you soon.
If you're just tuning in to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network Live, you were just listening to a 2009 segment from Stacy West talking about Thanksgiving etiquette, as well as giving us some ideas of things to do after the meal. Listeners, thank you for listening to Hot Grease today. I hope you have a fabulous Thanksgiving and fabulous Turkey Day and the days afterwards. Thank you again for listening. Join me every Monday at 3:30 on Heritage Radio Network. Until then, always take the road less traveled.